The Barbados government has so far given out some 3,000 loans under its Trust Loans program, amounting to just over $13 million. Chairman of the fund, Dr. Clyde Maskell, has also told the Estimates Debate that 69 of the retrenched workers in this country have gone to the Trust Loans Fund for support.
We have given average Barbadians an opportunity to engage in business and to create employment, and the evidence is here to show that. How we are financed, I suspect that yesterday the leader of the opposition was maybe hinting that he did not see any allocation for certain entities in the budget. But the way it is going to work here is that an allocation to a state-owned enterprise is a transfer, and a transfer is already expenditure, so that the government can wait until the last minute or when it finds itself with resources in an environment where there's a BERT program. The government can then allocate to any SOE when it sees fit. But more importantly, we have to recognize that a state-owned enterprise, once it is given funding, the funding cannot lapse. So there is an understanding in the public finance world that you can wait, because in the BERT program, which has been approved by the IMF, it does not make sense for the government to overperform. And let me explain what I mean. The government has to meet a 6% primary balance, which is just over $600 million. It is the only exam in the world that you do not want to pass excessively, because if you do more than is required, you have held on to expenditure that you could have put into the economy. In essence, therefore, if you are to get 70% in this program, you want 70%. If you are to achieve a 6% deficit primary balance, you do not want 6.5%. Because 6.5 means that you left $50 million that you could have spent. And therein lies the difference in the preparation of estimates during the BERT program vis-a-vis the preparation of estimates in a normal year. Because you're seeking to ensure that you put as much as you can into the economy. In that vein, member for St. Christchurch South, we do recognize that it is just a start, but it is a start that will mean, like any other thing, even when we give to large businesses, there's a period, and we call that period a grace period or period of infancy. What we do not want is that forever, even though our businesses are small, we would like at some stage, 4 to 5 years from now, that they are capable of moving beyond the stage of the trust fund and reaching a stage where the lofty word of being bankable, whatever that means.
Dr. Maskell further explained why the BERT program is seeking to bring the country's debt. Dr. Maskell further explained why the BERT program is seeking to bring the country's debt to GDP ratio down to 60% by 2033.
If I treat myself, my height, as 100% debt to GDP ratio, it means that 175% debt to GDP ratio would be 75% taller than I am. Therefore, to get it below my neck so that we can now begin to breathe and have fiscal space will require it to come below 60%. And it is the only way in which our fiscal environment can be sustainable. In light of all of that, anyone who is even looking and can look at the fiscal performance of the government to date will recognize that even the International Monetary Fund has almost determined that this country is performing so well, so very well, and can only be interrupted, sorry to say it, by coronavirus. That's the only thing that can stop this program from going.
Ambassador Dr. Clyde Maskell on Sagicor's Early Business.